Today, March 19th, 2005, radio broadcast a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers around the world. My name is Mitchell Stepanchik. Phone number to call in with information, dispatches, what have you, 773-384-8544. You can also email us, although the email well is kind of run dry, probably because everyone's downtown. But you can nonetheless send an email if you're not from downtown, not in downtown Chicago, if you happen to be elsewhere. Send an email, imc-chicago@indymedia.org, indymedia spelled I-N-D-Y-M-E-D-I-A. You can also send an AOL instant message to Chicago IMC, and we can read that as well. With approaching the 1 o'clock hour, this is Hal on WNUR 89.3 FM is about to probably wrap up. Hopefully that they've been able to relay stuff. Props to also to WZRD, which has been airing. Props also to this broadcast. Props also to Portland Indie Media's radio webcast, which, as I understand, is going to be broadcasting portions of this web stream, hopefully the whole thing. And to give the update, it started off very well with a wide-ranging protests that have spanned the entire city, and with tremendous support across the board, it would look like, among passersby. And nonetheless, it was at downtown Chicago where the police decided to break their own laws. Break the laws of the city of Chicago. Funny, you figure that the police would actually enforce the laws rather than break them, but you learn something new every day, folks. Massive police presence downtown, basically forcing people to march down the permitted march at Buckhouse Square, which basically means you can have your rally, but you can't reach outside the choir, even though the whole point of these protests was to actually reach outside of the usual coterie of protesters and organizers and activists. So the protesters had the right idea all across the board, and it was at downtown where they were basically stymied. And I can imagine that legal action will be pending against the city in violation of their own rules and in attempts to try to enforce efforts there. 1 o'clock. Do we have any? What's surfing like? What things are happening?
Other than that hit with Andy, I don't think.
Okay, try globally. I mean, don't try Chicago Indie Media because I've been updating that.
Yeah, I was looking to see where it was.
Yeah, that's the website, but no, I mean, we've been updating it. Yeah, everyone who is reading Chicago Indie Media is probably downtown, but we've been getting calls from all over the place. The noon hour had about 6 calls, including probably the biggest one, Andy Thayer, one of the key organizers, both with the Gay Liberation Network and with the Chicago Coalition Against War and Racism. And he has been arrested, as have at least 6 other people. We don't know any details yet about those other people, either when or where they were arrested. They may have been arrested along with the attempts to try to hold that police, that press conference at Michigan and Oak. We'll wait for more word on that as it becomes available. And if there's information that we can share, we certainly will. What I suspect now is probably a rally at Buckhouse Square. They may well be marching. Protesters may well be marching down on Clark Street. We may be marching down on Clark Street for additional to Federal Plaza. The permitted rally is scheduled to begin there in about an hour's time at noon. I don't know if there's anything else to share insofar as possible. It's like, and also kind of disappointing, as Andy Thayer had mentioned, that Alderman Joe Moore, probably the most staunch, maybe not probably, but certainly the most, one of the most staunch city aldermen, the city of Chicago for Chicagoans or people outside of Chicago. The Chicago City Council, at least ostensibly, consists of 50, they're referred to as aldermen. Which also refers to women. So, for example, my alderman for a long time had been Tony Preckwinkle. Tony, T-O-N-Y, a woman who serves for the 4th Ward in Chicago. But all aldermen, even women, are referred to as aldermen. Hopefully we can get more of a detail update with this. Chicago in the media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, John Druid here. I'm in the middle of it.
Okay.
Right now, we're negotiating with the police to let us go down State Street.
Okay.
You can hear everybody chanting around me. I can't hear you at all, so I'll just give you a lay of the land.
Okay.
We're at the corner of Oak and Dearborn. A couple of Peter Marches have joined us. And we're pretty much surrounded by police. And they're not letting us go anywhere. We think that they're just stalling and that they'll eventually let us march. Now, I can't hear you, Mitchell, so I'm gonna go ahead and hang up.
Okay.
I'll call back later.
Sure. Bye. Well, that was the latest there from the dispatches, as I'm going to update the website, 1:03 p.m. Actually, that could be something that you folks could do. Update the website. I'll set up the account with you for you in a moment. Just let me update this one last time. Massive police rally at Oak and Dearborn is locked in. Negotiations are underway to march down State Street. State might be the second premier street in downtown Chicago. It's about two streets west of Michigan Avenue. Negotiations are on the way to march down State Street. Police may be stalling. Is locked in, immobile. Negotiations are on the way to march down State Street. Police may be stalling for time. So that seems to be the latest there. So that's the latest dispatch for hitting this, the 1 o'clock hour. We're coming to you from the trenches. Chicago Indy Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide. Today, March 19th, 2005, the second anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Stupinchuk. Thank you very much for joining us. The phone number to call in with updates and dispatches, questions, anything, 773-384-8544. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org with IndyMedia spelled I-N-D-Y-M-E-D-I-A. You can also send us an instant message, Chicago IMC, if you have anything to share with that. Hold on a moment. I'm pulling myself away from the website, from the terminal to broadcast. Actually, I'm going to put on some music for a moment. Yeah, this might take a while. I'm going to put on some music. So you're going to be listening to probably about 2 minutes of, I don't know, what do people feel like? How about Money Is Your Blood by Torben and Joe? So we're going to listen to Money Is Your Blood. So I'm going to turn the microphone off and the CD on.
It's having to do with George Bush getting control of Iraqi oil and enriching himself and his cronies.
The consequences of which can only be imagined.
The Israeli government has ignored all the resolutions. It's got nuclear weapons. Nothing is done about that.
Just job to say. up the recipe and someone will call you back. You say your phone number twice. You're encouraged to become the media. Go to chicago.indymedia.org and post your own story. Thank you.
Got a problem here. Hello? Hello? Okay, standing mic. Can people hear me? Can people hear me? Hello. I apologize. I had to hang up on the phone line there. Whoever called in, please call back. I apologize. I had to step away from the computer for a moment, and someone called, and it looks like I didn't get there quickly enough because the answering machine that's attached to this just decided to come back online. Anyway, yeah, so coverage. Not quite sure what to say. Yeah. Okay. We're getting a bulletin. Dispatches from the Guardian with regards to the number of protests that are taking place around the world. 45,000 people have been arrested. No, check it. 45,000 police are facing 100,000 protesters and organizers in London. Some 15,000 in Istanbul, 500 in the U.S. Embassy in Warsaw, with banners in one of the few countries remaining in the coalition of the killing. Call out from Iraq now, polls back to Poland. 3,000 in Athens marching to the U.S. Embassy, brought to the city center to a standstill. 300 in downtown Stockholm chanting USA out of Iraq. This measures with protests that we've been hearing in Ireland, in Australia, in around the world. Sure. 45,000 police. That's some impressive estimate as far as things go. London. Yeah, there have been dispatches in London across the board. So I'm kind of exhausted here. Apologize for that little snafu. What had happened was that there was, I stepped away from for the moment, tried to pull the phone out of the, pulled the CD player connection out of our mixing board here, and I didn't get to the phone fast enough. Apparently picked up on the second ring, and an email has just arrived. No, nothing for the germane to the moment, although it's the details with regards to the future of telecommunications in the country. Senate hearings on mergers with regards to SBC and Verizon. For the moment, we're talking about details here in Chicago. Still waiting on more details. It appears that there's something of a lull for the moment as rallies are taking place. Hey, anything? And try any of the other computers. Yeah. Just move a mouse in order to get things working. Yeah. So just eagerly, patiently waiting for dispatches. Props out to Kentucky, which just sent me an AOL instant message. Am I loud enough? That's another thing. Actually, if someone could put a try to listen to the web stream on headphones. No, I mean this web stream, the one broadcasting here. No, you can be on that page. It's just that you might not want to because you're already hearing everything that's going on that page. Sorry. We're really organized. We really are. I appreciate everyone's help on all of this and phone calls from everyone who's been calling in. To what's happening. Things are getting down and dirty. Things have been dirty. You can imagine that there's going to be violations of stuff. We got more people happening with stuff. Okay, so so to recapitulate, Chicago, March 19th, 2005, second anniversary of the war in Iraq, and the biggest protests, probably for the Midwest, that have been taking place. It's been mostly phone calls, nearly entirely phone calls from the Chicago area, basically with dispatches of things that are happening here. Yeah. What else to say? Dispatches have been going on here. It's been basically heavy-handed after about 11:45, we'll call it, is when there were orders were just given to disperse, lest they face arrest, and people who were ordered to have a press conference and stood up in protest to it were ordered to disperse. And the city, basically facing a budget crisis, is not helping matters with inviting lawsuits, it would seem, by these heavy-handed actions. All they have to do is just let people march down Michigan Avenue, go down to Jackson, have the rally, and you'll be done. And oh my God, it's just going to make all the people shopping on Michigan Avenue just so upset. Oh. Yeah, well. Try telling that to civilians in Iraq who are being killed by wholesale military liquidations taking place. And not just in Iraq. We're an equal opportunity employer here. Well, it's 1:15 p.m. coming to you from the trenches. Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events here. Line is free. Currently something of a lull. 773-384-8544. People can also call in. People can call in to that number. You can also email at imc-chicago@indiemedia.org. Chicago IMC is also the message there. Kind of running on empty here. I think I may want to take a break for a moment to try to get some food. You know what? I think I'm going to do that right now because I just need a breather of sorts. Yeah, I'm going to just put up some music. So what were we listening to? Well, bring that back up and hopefully that won't. So mic goes down. No, I'm going to leave the mic up. We'll bring the CD up.
It's everything to do with George Bush getting control of Iraqi oil and enriching himself and his cronies.
The consequences of which can only be imagined.
The Israeli government has ignored all the resolutions. It's got nuclear weapons. Nothing is done about that.
There is nothing.
pains of life.
Standing mic. Hello? Yes, I'm back on the air. The songs that we heard. There were the two songs from the CD Peace Not War, Torben and Joe, Money Is Your Blood, and GM Baby Pain of Life, which we had heard earlier. We were about to go into Billy Bragg's song on the price of oil, but I want to talk again, so I decided to put the kibosh on that and go back on the air. And just to let everyone know, as we've been reminding throughout the day, hopefully I can get this louder. Standing mic. Louder. Hello. Hello. Increase. Increase. Good. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's continuing coverage of protests and events in Chicago, worldwide, and today, March 19th, 2005, the second anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapinchik. I've been on the air with fits and spurts of taking a break now for nearly 5.5 hours. We will be on the air until at least 6, perhaps later, perhaps as part of the jail solidarity efforts, which may continue on into the night. We'll just have to see. We know of at least one, one person who's been arrested, could be as many as 7. And one person who was arrested actually called us from the paddy wagon, Andy Thayer, organizer with both the Gay Liberation Network and the Chicago Coalition Against War and Racism, was arrested trying to convene a press conference. People at Michigan were police were actually ordering people to disperse throughout the day as protesters were approaching incredibly larger numbers in downtown Chicago. And threatened with arrest. And in fact, Michigan Avenue itself was basically made a no-protest zone or even a no-free speech zone where any dissent of any kind would be squelched at once. And that would be bad. And as a result, I'll bet you that the city is probably going to face a lawsuit or two, maybe more, in violation of breaking their own laws. So that's the deal there. Props to everyone who has been calling us in. We've gotten IM messages from WNUR, from the radio station out of Northwestern University here in Chicago, or in the North Chicago suburb of Evanston. We've gotten IMs from elsewhere, Kentucky, a phone call from Wyoming. Hopefully we're also getting broadcasts and rebroadcast elsewhere. Also, props to WZRD, which hopefully they're still broadcasting us. We've been broadcasting. Got an email about 11:30. You can double check that. It turns out WZRD has been broadcasting this web stream. So my thanks to WZRD for doing that. Hopefully they will continue on with the broadcast. I'm tired already, but not as tired as some people who have been marching 14 or 30 miles, and they're going to be convening in about a half an hour to Federal Plaza for March. Any new details to share? Anything?
In New York City, an estimated 10,000 are in Central Park, and after marching from Harlem, according to Michael Alton of the New York City Coalition Against the War, it's much more heavily represented by people of color than earlier protests.
Nice. Nice. So, dispatch from New York City, a protest from Harlem?
From Harlem to Central Park, later they're going to Bloomberg Times.
From Harlem to Central Park, there has been a dispatch report of protests of some 10,000 protesters, and with a very diverse contingent, and I'm very pleased to see that. Marching from Harlem to Central Park, and with the subsequent march on the way to that of Mayor Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York City. And here in Chicago, though, we have had a mayor for the last, since 1989, and has basically been appointed mayor for life, and may actually be propped up for as mayor in death after. It's like the headline in The Onion in 1945. Franklin Delano Roosevelt's corpse inaugurated to fifth term. I'm receiving a phone call now. We have not received any phone calls now in the last 25 minutes. I imagine that's the case because, well, a lot of people are enmeshed with lots of actions, both downtown and across the city. The rally that is being forced upon them at Bughouse Square by the police, against people's will, and probably a forced march down Clark Street, to be followed by what was intended to be the permitted rally at Federal Plaza, Dearborn and Clark, I think is what that is. We'll find out in a moment. What's this? We have a question?
I have San Francisco radio on.
Yeah.
And they said if you want to, keep an update dialogue.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, if they can call into this number, I can actually put them on the air. So have them call 773-384-8544. So it looks like we're getting a dispatch with the Independent Media Center radio efforts hopefully we'll be getting a phone call in a moment from San Francisco Indie Media, which would be very cool. And hopefully do collaborative efforts there. But in the meantime, we're kind of in a bit of a lull. I said no because I typed in something wrong. If people want to call in dispatches or whatever, 773-384-8544. Call imc-chicago@indymedia.org. No, you email that, silly boy. imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Chicago IMC is also the number to call in with regards to that. Hey. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So we've got a bank of computers and staff here who can do this. This is more people than there were here last year. Clicking on stuff. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, that's what I tried. Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Hello, Amsterdam. Oh, there are servers in Amsterdam. Our server's in New York, it turns out. Yes, it turns out that this very broadcast is being streamed via a server that I think is in New York City. Rah-rah. In any event.
Mitchell.
Yes. Well, we're being rebroadcast in a number of stations, most notably WZRD here in Chicago. 88.3 FM. Out of Northeastern Illinois University. There, I know that they had been, probably still are, hopefully still are, rebroadcasting us. But they're not alone. Very nice. So we'll be getting a phone call from, who is this now? All right, so Indymedia San Francisco Radio will be calling in momentarily, hopefully with news to share and dispatches. Have there been any updates with regards to the global Indymedia website? We shall find out in a moment. Are we set with the phone? Hopefully we are. Any second now. So efforts to save the Arkansas Indymedia to save Tennessee Mountains, hunger strike at Georgetown underway. Arkansas Indymedia celebrates its second birthday. Waiting for your phone calls. 773-384-8544. Covering protests and events in Chicago and worldwide on this, the second anniversary of the escalation of the world war in Iraq. Police have met protests in Chicago, at least downtown, with a very heavy hand. So much so that they were breaking the law. And will probably pay for it at some point down the road.
Okay.
Cool. So we can listen in. If they'll be patching it. I'm stuck? Are we? Well, oh, we're broadcasting just fine, I take it? Okay. You can. Okay, cool. All right, that's fine. Yeah, just make sure that everything's smooth. Thank you. Thank you, all. You're all awesome. I gotta take you guys out for pizza or something. I'm serious. Are you busy tonight? I might be busy tonight with, you know, general solidarity efforts. Okay, then. So we'll order out. I'll just, you know, call in. Huh? Who's doing webcam? Ooh. Slick. Ooh, a webcam. Impressive. That'd be a great idea for next year, webcam. We will get the message out. Samizdat. So, it's like a famous inspiring speech I heard by Bob Harris, a political commentator out of bobharris.com. And he's also a five-time Jeopardy champion. In fact, he appeared on the recent Jeopardy Ultimate Tournament of Champions. It sent an email maybe 6 years ago saying, democracy is more than what you do in a voting booth on a Tuesday in November. It is what you do with your hands and your heart and your head every day, all year long. I like to live by that. We're still kind of in a little bit of a lull here, folks. Like pouring in the adrenaline now, and I'm kind of like running on empty. You know, let's talk about Mitchell's state of health. Well, this is kind of important. Still waiting on word as far as things that are going on. Still waiting? Yeah, but under the circumstances, I can't hear them. I suppose I could, but that would create a really weird, or could create a really weird feedback loop, and we've had enough adventures. Well, fortunately, technically, it's actually been pretty smooth. There was only one snafu, maybe about 1 o'clock, of someone who tried to call in, and I apologize for the muck-up there. Well, still waiting. Patience, my friends. So what else is new? This is Hal, probably finished broadcasting. Yep. Well, let's see what the corporate media has decided to say. Oh, yeah, it's more of those European protesters. Wacky, wacky Europeans. We don't have any protests here in the United States. Oh, of course not. And it's one big happy family. Threats against judges, prosecutors, and public defenders appear to be a regular, almost routine part of courthouse life. Headlined by an article in the New York Times, inside courts, threats become an alarming part of the fabric. That's very scary, because that could mean perhaps an unraveling of the social order entirely. A federal prosecutor in Utah oversaw a racketeering case against a dozen members of the Soldiers of Aryan Culture, who got and received a chilling threat, which I will not read on the air. But a second threat against a federal magistrate summoned 12 defendants to a Salt Lake City courtroom. I'm all for enforcing the law, including with the Chicago of Police, which apparently have an open license to break their own laws, as is evidenced today. It's kind of like A.J. Leibling's famous remark that freedom of the press is guaranteed to those who own one. Apparently, freedom of obeying the law is guaranteed to those who own the law. Hearing something in the background. Is it what's up?
He has to go off the air.
Yeah?
They're just playing music now.
Okay. They might be calling in, or maybe not. Yeah, this happens. So about 20 minutes or so, the main rally at Federal Plaza. Hopefully we can get extended coverage of that. But it's been a lull. We haven't received any phone calls now in nearly a half hour. Nothing else. Kind of like almost hesitant to drop things. Yeah. Yeah. I've been handed a bulletin. Details of protests in San Francisco. Protests gathering at 19th Street. Already several hundred people have convened there. Busloads from Stockton in Sacramento on 18th Street, lined with cops on motorcycles. A rally is set to begin in about 2 hours' time. From dispatch from one of the San Francisco Independent Media Centers. San Francisco, the Bay Area, are served by two independent media centers, San Francisco proper and Indy Bay, which, as I understand it, is something of a breakaway collective. Internal disputes kind of arise. I wonder what the corporate press has been providing. Checking the Chicago CBS affiliate. You know, what coverage have they had? We read some of their hilarious coverage earlier. Two arrested in anti-war protest. And they've got news video. And they downplay the number of people arrested. Well, this is according to the CBS affiliate in Chicago. Chicago police arrested at least two people taking part in today's protest of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Police spokesman Pat Camden says two people were arrested after police notified they did not have a permit to assemble at the corner of Oak Street and Michigan Avenue. The city had denied a permit for protesters who had wanted to meet at the corner. Well, let's first break this down. We now know that it's at least seven. They were arrested not so much, well, actually, they were giving blanket orders to disassemble, but they were also, for to everyone, not just on Michigan Avenue. But there was a press conference that was attempted to be convened, which was which the police had been voicing repeated threats to the nature of, hold this press conference and you'll be arrested. And that's apparently what exactly happened. And we had received a phone call from one of the organizers on this very webcast and broadcast who had called in. The article continues, called in, basically saying as such. They're called in. The city had denied a permit for protesters who had wanted to meet at the corner, and the police had said that they would arrest any protester attempting to march on Michigan Avenue. It's far more heavy-handed than that. It isn't just Michigan, not just attempting to march. It's attempting to do anything of any remotely political nature on Michigan Avenue. And it was repeated denials for protest in an attempt to try to force a federal court in Chicago was turned down a couple of weeks ago by a judge who used to work for the Daley administration. I'll take incest for a corporate judicial incest for 100, Alex. Police say that the majority of protesters are walking toward Clark Street. No, they are being forced to walk down Clark Street. The city is allowing protesters to walk south on Clark Street to a rally at Federal Plaza downtown this afternoon. It's not just that they're allowing. That's the only option that the police have allowed, essentially. The city and protesters clashed after the city denied a permit march to march along Michigan Avenue. City said that protesters could assemble at 11 a.m. at Washington Square Park, 900 North Clark Street. Marchers would be allowed to travel south on Clark Street to the Federal Plaza. The city imposed that despite repeated attempts by protesters to try to assemble at Michigan and Oak. Protesters began to voice their war opinions Saturday afternoon. Actually, they've been re-airing them all day long, starting as early as 5:30 a.m. across the city. Police stood in riot gear, stood nearby in the case of a possible showdown. Numerous squad cars, sheriffs, police buses, officers, and police cadets made their presence known. Did they ever? Protesters began marching gathering at Senn High School early Saturday morning near Oak Street and Michigan Avenue for protests slated to begin around noon. Actually, that wasn't just those protesters. That was one contingent of an estimated 10, at least, marches and rallies that were taking place around the city. Senn High School wasn't the only gathering place. Well, thank you for bearing the lead, folks. 75 members of a group called Southsiders for Peace began marching in a circle in front of the Leo Burnett Building at Dearborn and Wacker Drive. Another group of about 50 joined them minutes later. And there were multiple groups, not just that, youth and militarization. But it's not like that the corporate media would get this stuff right. Anyway, protester Jake Harris, 22, heads a group called Oakton Community College Students for Social Justice, said the protesters targeted Leo Burnett because of the agency's advertising campaign for the U.S. Army. Sherry Mecklenburg, general counsel for the Chicago Police Superintendent Philip Klein, said as he stood near the protesters that the protest has been peaceful so far and there had been no arrests. Well, I'll take contradictions for 100, Alex. They're saying no arrests at the bottom. And at the top, the headline, Police Arrest 2 in Anti-War March. The police department put on its website rules and regulations regarding the protests, and the protesters were abiding by them. Illinois State Police officers near the Leo Burnett protesters' officers wore riot gear, helmets with face shields and batons, and apparently protesters didn't. So that's the coverage that's been coming out of, the former cigar manufacturer who joined up with a bunch of disgruntled people who couldn't get on the 1920s equivalent of Star Search, starting their own rival radio network, which became a television network as well, Columbia Broadcasting Service, CBS. I don't even know what the NBC affiliate, it's 5 Chicago, but I don't know their website, NBC Chicago. As we go to that, protesters plan march on Iraq war anniversary. So let's deconstruct this, folks. Oh, this is copy and paste. Chicago police arrested at least 2 people taking part in Saturday's protest of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Spokesman Pat Camden said 2 people were arrested after they were notified that they did not have a permit. And they have a photo, and they have massive amounts of police to photograph. On the NBC 5, basically shows lots of police You know what? I might want to write an article, although I might want to hold off until we get more information. No phone calls as of yet. Peculiar. Here's the so-called ABC affiliate. Protest plan. Several thousand protesters are expected to march in Chicago today in the second anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. City has announced that protesters will be allowed to assemble at 11 this morning at Washington Square Park, 900 North Start Clark Street. No, they will be marching. They will be assembling there whether they like it or not. The marchers will then be allowed to travel south on Clark Street to rally at Federal Plaza at 2 this afternoon. No, they will be forced to travel. City denied a permit. Federal court also denied an appeal to that permit. Police protesters say they will arrest any protester attempting to march on Michigan Avenue. 2 years ago, more than 300 protesters were arrested during an anti-war rally against several thousand demonstrators walked onto Lakeshore Drive, more like 17,000 protesters. 2 years ago, it was, my God, more like 860 protesters arrested. Oh, I'm discovering this, you know, minimization and denial of things. A sign of a weak media, it looks like. So, we've been getting the cursory Rip and Reed Fox affiliates. FoxChicago.com is coming on March 21st, and apparently they have been handed a bulletin. From The Independent, reports today that British soldiers could replace 3,200 Italian soldiers set to withdraw in September in the wake of Italian security agents' shooting. The dispatch was that Italian President Silvio Berlusconi had announced the likelihood that he'd be pulling Iraqi troops involved in the occupation in Iraq by the end of calendar year 2005, motivated in no part by a security agent who was protecting a journalist who was killed by sniper fire, probably the United States. The British did the same with Dutch soldiers who had also previously withdrawn. Poland, Ukraine, and Portugal are all in the process of withdrawing troops as well. The dispatch from the Independent of London. The Independent actually has a really good, one of the few good journalists maybe left in the English-speaking world. Robert Fisk, he's their leading Middle East correspondent, and he's been doing a lot of work of things there. Okay, I'm kind of running on empty, folks. I need to take a break. I'm going to have you listen to a little bit of music. Let me play. What did we play? Let's play We Don't Want No War. Rock and roll. We'll be right back. think we're on the air. 773-384-8544. I'm going to try and experiment to make sure that the line hasn't been cut or anything. Because that might happen.
I'm getting user busy.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it does that.
Actually, you know what? I might have done that. That might be my fault.
Yeah, it's still on.
Yeah. That was it.
Answering the intermediate phone.
Hello, Chicago Indymedia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I don't want to be on the air.
You don't? Okay, we'll put you off the air. Hold on.
Thanks.
I don't know. Good question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where are you? Okay. Well, that was... Hang on, let me connect the phone. That was my fault. I think I discovered that the phone... I disconnected the phone in my attempt to try to prevent it. It looks like I may have prevented other phone calls from coming in. So the lull was more or less self-imposed. I apologize for people. Try to call in now if they could. And true to form, people are... Chicago Indymedia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
San Francisco Indy Bay.
Hey!
You, and you're on the air.
Very nice. On San Francisco Indy Bay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very nice.
Oh, here we go. That's a little better. So I'm a degreaser out here in San Francisco Indy Bay. Who is this?
This is Mitchell with Chicago Indy Media.
All right. How are things going up there, Mitchell?
They've been very heavy-handed.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So your rally is gathering, or it's already started?
The rally will start in about 5 minutes' time. And as it appears, it looks like that police have been trying to, police have been forcing people to march away from what was intended to be the main gathering point at Michigan and Oak, and forcing them into a much somewhat removed area where there is not a lot of visibility. And they wanted to do that in order to quell the outreach that the protesters might have. And actually doing so and breaking city law in the process, as it turns out.
So this sounds like another Seattle sort of situation. Where is it? The numbers, are you outnumbered by cops? How's it looking?
I don't know. I've been getting various reports with regards to numbers. It seems like, if I had to put a guess, I'd say they're about equal. Number of people who are protesting. Did you try to call earlier, by the way?
Oh, I sure did. Your line's been so busy. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And part of that was also because of a technical snafu on our part, which I fixed.
Oh, good, good.
So we should be getting phone calls again.
Yeah, well, that's great. And it sounds like a number of micro power stations around the nation are picking us up as well.
Right, excellent.
Yeah, I've been calling around. There's a website called UnitedForPeace.org.
Yes, United for Peace and Justice, that's their website.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. they have a fantastic list around the nation. There are dozens, well, hundreds of demos going on around the nation.
They counted about 720, in fact.
So we've done, I don't know if we're getting up to two dozen interviews yet, but well over a dozen anyway.
Very nice.
And yeah, it's been very nice. You know, it's a lot of good feeling. You know, Oklahoma and Alabama and Maine and my God, everywhere. Michigan, we just finished Michigan and another Alabama. And it's been, it's funny. When you look at the numbers, they're increasing when I was a kid in Vietnam War days, if we had 50 people show up in St. Louis, that was a big deal.
Right.
And, you know, they've got hundreds in some of these cities around the country already.
Here the numbers have been in the order of thousands.
Yeah.